All right, everybody. Hey, and welcome back to another episode of Finding the Fantastic. I am your host, trying to find something fantastic in between the hustle of achieving life and surviving it. I think I'm just dyslexic to that. I have my microphone close because over the past 3 weeks, I've been trying to figure out why my sound sounds so tinny. I'm not a podcast expert, nor am I trying to do this in a way that looks super high net worth, whatever. I'm up in my workout / office / clothing room where my t-shirts and underpants are, trying to talk about life. I feel like, you know, if you're gonna be real authentic and talk about life, what better way to do it than in the confines of your real authentic home? I have been on a self-growth journey over the past 3 years now. COVID hit. I dive-bombed into depression hard. 2 years of not figuring things out, not working on myself, but just feeling completely miserable and depressed. And now I'm on this beautiful journey of rediscovering myself, working on myself, and like really putting into action some of the stuff I talked about before, but like level up, right? Like in Super Mario Brothers, I jumped on the mushroom, also known as a Goomba. Fun fact. And I grew. I'm working towards that firepower, you know, the fire flaming flower that you can get in Super Mario. Working towards that. Not quite there yet. But right now it's all about growing in a way that protects myself. And if something happens, I'm able to pick myself up better. And that's actually a really good analogy with Mario, because like once you get that Goomba and you level up, you get like an extra chance to get punched at. You know, you won't die right away. And that's how I feel like that's happening with me. So like Mel Robbins, super cool person that I want to follow in her footsteps. She's got a podcast. She's wrote a book. She's done a TED Talk. And she talks about depression and anxiety and everything we like talk about here on Finding the Fantastic. The cool thing in listening to other people who talk about like similar things I talk about is realizing how much I don't know and how much I'm not working on the things that I should be working on. It's just extra support. It's extra ideas, extra, I don't know, it's good. So I highly recommend if you think you're an expert in anything, listening to someone else, and I never thought I was an expert, but listening to someone else and getting their opinions and hearing other things. If you are not doing one thing every single week, and it should be every single day to work on yourself, you're blowing it. I'll just say it really honestly. And I actually don't really mean like working out and eating right. A lot of people, I think, go to like working out and eating right as like the thing that they do once a week or once a day to help themselves. I'm talking about like towards self-growth, like soul growing, mental health growing things. Whether it's listening to a podcast to help yourself work on boundaries, whether it's reading a book to help learn about self-love, right? I think there are so many different tools out there. Journaling, getting a journaling and journaling once a day. There's so many tools out there we hear about. We're like, oh, yeah, right. But we never actually do. And we need to start doing that. That's what's going to really help us to figure out what our purpose is and what our reason is for being here. Mel Robinson, she's got a book called High Five Habit. And one of the things she talks about in the book is something called an RAS. All right, you can ask me to say what it is, but I couldn't pronounce it. I don't know. Something with your mind and your eyes. And how it's very similar to the concept of like rosy-colored glasses. How with your mind and your eyes, like whatever you focus on in your mind is what you will see with your eyes. Your RAS. You can look it up. Mel Robbins RAS. And the concept is if you are constantly thinking that you are being, let's just say, not taken care of, if you're constantly thinking that you're in this really crummy situation that'll never get better, if you're constantly thinking those things, you will always find those things. You will never, like, you'll just always find those things. And that doesn't mean you're not in those situations. You can be in a really terrible situation. But if you constantly focus on that situation, then that's all you'll ever see. And you'll never find hope. You'll never work your way out of it, so to speak. Like, work your way towards growth. So, like, I have a habit. I will use myself because I always just try to use myself as examples. I have a habit of thinking that nobody else looks out for me or values me. I am not sharing this to get on anyone. I'm not sharing this for you to feel bad for me. I'm sharing this so you get an example of like how it applies. So I have a habit of thinking people don't care about me because I'm a people pleaser and I care about, like, I just care genuinely a lot about people. And so in my head, because that's always a focus, it has become a bad focus. Like, I've turned it into a bad focus that people just don't care about me. They just don't. And now anytime I venture into a new friendship, anytime I venture into a new work environment or whatever it might be, I always see that somebody doesn't care about me. And I miss the other ways in which people are caring about me. Okay. And I could be in a situation where I'm at a pool party and some people do not care about me at all. But I will miss the moments in which somebody did care about me. Another great application is like if you're in a partnership with someone romantically and you think they don't love me the way I need to be loved. They just don't love me. They don't value me. If you constantly think that, you're always going to see it. You don't really have a shot of seeing the good. And you'll miss the little moments in which that other human being is trying to be good. I'm not saying it's always the case, but this is how we Super Mario Brothers ourselves up. This is how we supersize ourselves. Because we start to focus on the hope and the forwardness versus the negative fight or flight scenario in our minds. So I would ask that you start looking for positive things or just different things in your view for your RAS. And like I said, Mel Robbins does a great job of explaining this better than me. But instead of always viewing life the way you have with all of these negative things, all this anxiety in your head, start looking for different things. I have got to start looking for the little ways people care about me. Because the more I look for that, the more I'm going to find that. And the more that I'm going to be attracted to relationships and scenarios that have that. And it's going to pull me that way. Right? Versus if I look for the opposite will pull me that way. This is how you level yourself up. This is how you grow. And we're almost at 8 minutes. So I'm just going to tap this out. I'm going to go. I hope you work on yourself and we'll get through this week and we'll be here again next week and we'll see what we can do. Just go find your fantastic, my friends.